Hi, I'm Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is January the 28th and we start with, well, I guess the news in brief. An exhibition looking at the history of underwear has opened at a Black Country museum. Items on display include the actual pants worn by Tony Blair during his 1998 appearance on Newsnight with Jeremy Paxman. The curator of the exhibition said, "You can't talk about clothes without talking about underwear." She sounds like she's got like a weird form of Tourette's. "I've got a new scarf for Christmas. Bra, knickers, pants." She added, "I hope young people will come and see exactly what their mothers and grandmothers wore back in the day," which might have the added benefit of reducing underage pregnancy in the area. "Well, your grandmother would have worn these suspenders." Maybe not tonight. Now, education. And McDonald's is to launch its own nationally recognised A-level type qualification. Repeat after me, class. Voulez-vous des frites avec votre Big Mac? Anyway, this disproves the myth that all kids can do after a UK state education is work at McDonald's. Nope, they can't even do that. Last year, McDonald's complained about the dictionary definition of McJob, saying that defining it as an unstimulating, low-paid job with few prospects was insulting and out of date. They also asked to change the definition of insulting to accurate and out of date to still true. Now, animal welfare, and I'm not a big campaigner for animal rights, but there was one BBC headline today that struck me as needlessly cruel. Five-legged cat to lose two paws. So the paw leg thing is going from one leg too many to one too few. Couldn't they just give it a few weeks with the right number of legs in the middle? In fact, the legs they're removing are deformed. Vets say that the deformity is the result of inbreeding, which incidentally is the same factors that explain why Prince Philip is only able to speak out of his arse. Now, crime, and a man has been jailed for 6 years after admitting to blackmailing Tesco's. Philip McHugh demanded £1 million from the supermarket last year. I just don't understand how you can blackmail Tesco's. Has he got photos of it in bed with Asda? Apparently he also made bomb threats to more than 10 different branches of the store. The effect on local people was immediately noticeable. They looked healthier and fitter and reported having less heart attacks. Now, health, and a report out today says that while junk food eating children are more likely to misbehave in class when a teacher is present, once the teacher leaves, it's those children eating a healthy diet, the so-called banana louts, who are more likely to be naughty, possibly because they can give the junk food eating kids a really good kicking. Now, Immigration and Mills and Boone have started publishing in the UK in Polish. The new novels are much better written than the originals and available at half the price. International news, and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has called on other regional countries to join him in forming a military alliance against the US. It is amazing that Chavez can walk around so easily with balls that big. He's like, "Hey, you! Yeah, you, with the massive nuclear arsenal! Go fuck yourself!" And finally, a Korean singer has offered to prove live on TV that he hasn't been castrated by a Japanese gangster. I don't think I need to write a punchline for that one, do I? Write your own in this space if you like. That's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, I'm Kate Smurthwaite. Thanks very much for listening.